யயேஷ ஸ்வப்னே மஹியமானஹ சரதி ஏஷ ஆத்மா இதி ஹ உவாச ததம்ருதம் ததபயம் சரி ததம்ருதம் அபயம் ஏதத் ப்ரஹ்மேதி சஹ சாந்த ஹ்ருதயஹ பரவவ்ராஜ சஹ அபி சரி சஹ அப்ராப்யைவ தேவான் ஏதத் பயம் ததர்ஷ. Okay, let me tell you here what happens. Swapne mahi, now he says, now Prajapati starts after 32 years again, second time he stayed for 32 years. Now Prajapati teaches him what? Now Taijasa. And who is Taijasaha? You have to remember here, Atma identified with the subtle body is Taijasaha. Subtle body means especially the mind. Atma identified with the mind is what? We finished. We will be finishing this next class. Atma identified with the subtle body is Taijasaha. So he says, Swapne mahiyamanaha charati. Swapna means what now? In a dream state, one who is identified with the swapnam charati. Taijasa atma iti. Now he, which means, the in swapna, there is no gross body, isn't it? One cannot have identity with the gross body in this swapna. So swapne mahiyamana, what is which is there shining there in swapnam? Subtle body, especially the mind. If the atma identified with the mind is called what here? Only the mind without the body is called taijasaha. And taijasaha is the atma. So he says taijaha atma iti uvacha. When he understood, mind is the atma now for him. He understood mind as the atma. Again, shanta hrudayaha, he went back happily. But again, he becomes what now? He gets frightened. It means, he is not satisfied with this answer. He is not satisfied. Why he thinks, yadyapi idam shariram andam bhavati. He says, anandaha saha bhavati. Yadi sramam asramo bhavati. Na eva eshaha asya doshena dushyati. Which means, when the physical body, look at this, the physical body is blind also. In the person who enjoys the dream body, he is not blind, isn't it? The dream, he not be blind. Whatever problem has physical body has externally, the physical body's problems do not belong to the problems belong to the body obtaining in the dream state. Isn't it? So, the dream body does not have the problems of the physical body, gross body. Definitely, whatever problem the physical body has, the person who, when he is in dream, he is not affected by the, when he enjoys the dream body, dream things, he is affected by the problems of the real physical body. Imagine, suppose somebody who is blind physically, he has the dream, this person has the dream in his sleep. In his dream, he may enjoy right proper body. So the physical body's problems do not afflict a person, Saijasa, who is identified with the dream bodies. But still, Indra has a fear. No way. Even though gross physical body's problems are not the problems of the Taijasa, Taijasa has the problems of the dream body, dream experience. He will be afflicted by what? The fear. He has a dream fear, dream gross objects, dream subtle objects, dream journey, dream tickets, dream fear, is it? The dream tiger, the in dream snakes can come, dream snake can come and bite you still. So in dream objects can cause fear in him. Even though the external world objects may not cause any problem for him. The physical problems may not be the problems for him, but his own dream problems will be there. Dream body, dream mind, dream objects will cause fear in him. Therefore, in dream, identity with the dream body also is what? No. Still, there is no benefit. Bhogyam na pashyami, he understands that. Now he is seeing the whole thing. Whatever happens to the gross physical body, those problems do not affect the subtle body. Definitely. He is reading out, he is saying that, let us see that now. Yadyapi idam shariram andham bhavati anandaha saha bhavati. See, this physical body is blind, but in such a subtle body he is not blind. Anandaha, he is not blind there. Yadi sramaha asramo bhavati na eva yeshaha asya doshena dushyati. Which means the subtle body does not get afflicted by the problems of the physical body. That's what he means. Na vadhena asya hanyate. By the death of the physical body, destruction of the physical body, subtle body does not get destroyed. Nasya sramyena sramaha. So, whatever happens for the external physical body doesn't happen for the subtle body. Ghananti tu eva enam. See, until Samaha he compares the gross body, subtle body with the gross body. Later on, Ghananti onwards, he talks about the subtle body. Even though subtle body does not have the problems of the gross body, subtle body also what now? Even in dream, we have dream experiences cause what? There are still dream problems. During the dream experience, there are dream problems there. See, not that you have a problem-free life experience in dream. In waking state, we have the real waking state problems. In dream also you have what? Dream problems. In dream or the dream fear, dream theft, dream tiger, dream snakes, dream bad people, isn't it? In dream also there will be problem afflictions. So Ghananti means dream objects also hurt us, they kill us, they afflict us. That's what he says. Tu eva enam. Ghananti tu eva enam. Vichadayanti iva. Therefore, apriyaveta eva bhavati. Apriyaveta means the experiencer obtaining in the dream also, what now? Experience of the unpleasant things. Apriyaveta. He is not the priyaveta, isn't it? Veta means the knower experiencer. The experiencer obtaining in the dream also, what now? Has very. Not things, the objects obtaining in the dream also are not very pleasant objects. They also afflict. They also cause fear. Then, apiroditi iva. In dream also, what now? There's a dream tears, dream crying, everything is there. Na ahamatra bhogyam pashyami iti. I do not see any benefit here. But taking the mind, the sukshma shariram, the atma, identify the sukshma shariram, especially with the mind, the taijasa as the atma, I do not see any benefit. No, why? As a taijasa also, one has to go through dream problems, there will be dream pains and pleasures. This like just as we go through the pains and pleasures in the waking state, we have to go through dream pains and pleasures also in the wake, in the dream. Which means there's no benefit, there's no sukham there. Nitya nirantara sukham is not there. In dream also, dream unhappiness. There's not a thing called happiness. What I'm searching for, that sukham is not there. Dream also, there's dukkham. The state, plane of experience is different, but experience of pain is inevitable, whether it's a dream or waking. Pain, dukkham is inevitable. Sukham is not there in both experiences. There's no sukham, nirantara sukham. Continuously only happiness is not there, whether it's a dream or in the waking. If you want to be only happiness, you have to go beyond something. You have to not even taijasa, isn't it? So he's going to ask now. Therefore, now he has negated the mind, subtle body also, especially the mind also as anatma. You mean what now? Even by taking the mind as the atma, the reality, I do not see any benefit. Plane of experience is different, but same sukha dukkham, whatever I go through in waking state, same thing I'm going through without the physical body, but in subtle form. Isn't it? Okay, now he's going to say, Saha Samitpanihi Punareyaya. Again he goes to Prajapati. Tagamha Prajapati Ruvacha. So Prajapati tells him now, what does he say? Maghavan Yachanta Hridayaha Pravrajihi. So what is that you have in your mind now, Indra? Maghavan is name of Indra. He is calling Indra as Maghavan. What do you have in your mind? Kim icchan punaragamaha iti. What is, you know, expecting? What have you come back now? Saho vacha tad yadyapi idam bhagavaha shariram andham bhavati Anandaha Sahabhavati. He repeats same thing. Yadi Sramam Asramo Naiva Eshaha Asya Doshena Dushyati Na Vadhena Asya Hanyate. He repeats same thing is repeated here. Nasya Sramyena Sramaha Ghananti tu eva enam vichadayantiva apriyaveta iva bhavati apiroditi iva nahamatra bhogyam pashyami ityevam yeshaha magavan Itiha uvacha etam tveva te bhuyaha anuvyakhyasyami vasa aparani dvatrigamshatam varshani iti saha aparani dvatrigamshatam Varshani uvasa tasmai sovacha iti dashamaha khandaha. We'll finish it and stop here. Know why? Now same thing. He repeats the whole thing again. Indra repeats the whole thing. Even though the subtle body, especially the mind, no, which alone, through which he has all the experiences, and still there also the plane of experience is different, the same pains and pleasures, same pairs of opposites, he has to go through in dream also. What's the big deal? If mind is the Atma, okay, body is the Atma, he has all the problems, he has understood he is not the Atma. Now mind is the Atma. So what? This is mind, the Atma associated with the mind is Taijasa. We taking the Taijasa means what? Again, with the associating the mind, Atma, with the mind, taking the mind as the Atma also, still there are what now? Same problems obtain, exist. Even now he says, I am not interested in this, I don't find any phalam, any benefit in associating, taking this mind as the Atma. So he goes again to Prajapati. Again Prajapati tells, now he's going to teach him what now? Karna Shariram. Which Taijasa to, you know, Taijasa, he's going to take him to Prajna, and finally he's going to teach the Atma. The last one, we had to put up with such a boring lesson to go to the next lesson. Doesn't matter. See, also, you also see how Upanishad is teaching, isn't it? And again he's asking, okay, now you stay for another 32 years. 32, 32, 32. Finished. Isn't it? So one more 32 years, Prajapati is going to stay there. Indra is going to stay with him. Then he is going to teach him what now? Karana. He is going to take him from Taijasa to Prajna. Then he quickly went to Prajna. Then he immediately teach him the Turiyaha. I go to Turiya. That's all. That ends the lesson. Next week, I want to finish the whole the mantras. Next class, we'll see Taijasa, Prajna and Turiya will finish the Upanishad. And the Turiya lesson, definitely you have to be here. See, one thing is very important. When you read this Upanishad, it's repeated. When he goes back and tells exactly why he is not happy with it, with this. No? I do not see any benefit here. Therefore, you teach me again. You said, I don't find any benefit here. There's no sarva kama prapti is not there. The attainment or the fulfillment of all desires I don't find here. But taking the Vishwa as Atma. Isn't it? So he understands. He analyzes and he goes back. Again he asks, so what is that? So therefore, what happened? All the defects he repeats. Because the repetition of the defects, the same mantras become repeated. So next class, we'll completely read once, and then I'll explain to you actually what he's going to talk about Turiyam. That is what more important, isn't it? What is Turiyam, we need to know. How he also negates the Prajna. He negates the Prajna, he negates the Karna Shariram as the Anatma. How he arrives at the Turiyam. See, if identity is there as a Vishwataijasa Prajna, all the problems of the, listen carefully, as a Vishwaha, Atma identified with the physical body means the physical body's attribute of the physical bodies become the Atma's attributes. Therefore, that's one has to go through the problems. Again, in the dream state, mind is taken to association with the mind, subtle body. Therefore, all the Sukshma's problems become the Atma's problems. Isn't it? So, when is Atma the Vishwaha? In the waking state. Because the identity with the gross body. When is Atma Taijasaha? In the dream state. Why? Then INT is with the dream body. Subtle body, especially subtle body means, subtle body is especially mind. Dream body, mind is complex. When is Atma Taijasaha? In the deep sleep state, identify with the causal body. I tell you one thing. You have to remember here. See, Atma is not Taijasaha only in dream state. prominently in dream state, Atma is Tejasaha. Even in the waking state, if your identity is not with the gross body, if you are daydreaming, I tell you, I won't tell you this, you have to understand here. When is Atma Vishwaha? Only you are 100% conscious of the physical body, your identity is with the physical body, the physical problems are taken to be your problems, then you are Vishwaha, the waking state. The same waking state, you are sitting here, you are lost in something. Either you are daydreaming or you are lost in something. Completely don't have identity with the physical body. Then what are you? You are deeply thinking of something in the waking state. What are you? Taijasa only. Understand what I am saying? You see, if you are not conscious of the physical body, you are completely drawn into something, you are a Taijasa. The same way, Prajnaha, isn't it? Suppose even in the class, as I am talking, if you are listening, or who are you? Vishwa. And suddenly you go, no, you are not listening to me. What happens? Taijasa. You are absent here, suddenly mind goes to something else. Physically you are here. Mind goes to something else. I should have gone there, I shouldn't have come here. I such a boring class today. Why should I come here wasting? Finished. Well, what are you? See, sometimes you have to, this is called, sometimes you have to learn to bear with boring things also. That is also part of the lesson. Because you feel something already known, things are coming again. Even sattva also binds. Because you are clear, you understood things, you feel bored with sometimes. That's not a lesson. You know, what I want to say here, even in dream state, waking state, isn't it? In the daytime, waking state also, you are completely lost. I mean, this is a taijasa. Then, suppose imagine somebody faints. When you faint, what happened? Somebody faint, in faint, when you faint, prajna. In deep sleep state, you are a prajna. Your identity is with the causal body, isn't it? When your identity is not with the, neither with the gross body nor the subtle body, then you are a prajna. In deep sleep state, your identity is with what? Causal body, isn't it? There, when identity is not with the subtle or gross body, not only in the deep sleep state, whenever you faint also, that time you are prajnaha. In samadhi, you are prajnaha. In sleep, you are prajnaha. Understand? In samadhi also, your identity is with the causal body. Isn't it? There's also prajna only. Now I ask you, So the Atma is Vishwaha. Atma means what? You are the Atma. I the Atma, identified with the gross body, is Vishwaha. There is waking state. The same Atma identified with the subtle body, Taijasa. Identified with the causal body, in deep sleep state is prajna. But generally we say deep sleep state, dream state and waking state. Now, when is Atma Turiyaha? In which state Atma is Turiyaha? Atma is always Turiyaha. Turiya means what? Pure consciousness, isn't it? Atma is always Turiyaha, but because of the identity with the gross body, gets the name Vishwa, Taijasa, etc. But actually, Atma, when is Atma Turiyaha? Atma is Vishwa only in the waking, only identified with the gross body. Atma is Taijasa only in dream, identified with the subtle body. Atma is pragyaha only dips it or entered with the causal body. But Atma is always turiyaha. Always turiyaha. But without identity with anything, Atma is what? Turiyaha only. Atma is always turiyaha, isn't it? In the waking also Atma is turiyaha. Dream also Atma is turiyaha. Atma is turiyaha. Atma is always turiyaha. Turiyaha Atma only. When the identity is not with anything, Atma is turiyaha. The turiya Atma identified with gets this Vishvatayasa Pragya statuses. Isn't it? We feel like saying, oh, in dream Atma is Tejasa, in waking Atma is Vishwa. Therefore, in deep sleep Atma is Pragya. Huh? Oh, there's a fourth state then. No, Atma is always Turiyaha. We feel like saying, isn't it? That is the lesson we need to remember today's class, from today's class. We have seen these two. And one more small paragraph for to say, to negate the Karna Shariram, then we'll have only Turiya Swarupam. With the Taittiriya Chandra Vimshati will be over. So next week, please all of you come here. Once you finish the most boring lesson, and we'll start the most interesting Brahma Sutra. I should not say most boring, but it's not boring. I'm just telling you, feel bored, so I'm just saying. It's a style of the Upanishad, isn't it? Because, see, people don't learn Sanskritam, don't understand, and there's no full stop, no comma, means you'll feel a little bored, that's all. Without reading out the mantras, how will you understand? You have learned, now you've been listening for so many texts we have covered already. Okay. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.